Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us is the Associate Editor of the Times Union, Mike Spain. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Lots to talk about today. We'll give you one word and you go. First, we start with Taser.
Yes, that issue came up over the weekend in the Capital Region when a 43-year-old Saratoga County man died after being tasered several times during a struggle with police. Our story today by reporter Dennis Yusko notes that while police departments have used these electric stun guns as alternatives to pepper spray and batons for years, late Saturday, six officers from three different agencies tried to arrest Daniel Satra, 43 years old, outside his Saratoga Avenue home in the village of Ballston Spa. When they responded to a report of disorderly conduct, they began fighting with the suspect. Troopers and members of the village police force fired their stun guns to subdue him, but they don't know how many times he was hit. He became unconscious and died shortly after 11 p.m. On Monday, the American Civil Liberties Union joined the family and friends of the man, calling for a full investigation into how he died and what killed him. A single shot from a stun gun, often referred to as a taser, can contain up to 50,000 volts of electricity. The county district attorney is going to conduct an investigation. This could include a grand jury investigation after autopsy results are in.
Casino hearings going on this week, and we saw, or we'll see, the hearings picking up again today in Poughkeepsie, but yesterday 12 hours of hearings in the Capital Region.
Yeah, 145 speakers went before the microphones at the hearing in the town of Colony about the four proposals for the Capital Region. It was like a marathon, and our reporter James Odato described it. Two different pictures emerging. One was a strong show of support from dozens of people who wore yellow T-shirts calling for opportunity for Schoharie County, a proposal about 37 miles west of Albany at House Caves. They support the project and say the region desperately needs economic development. Meanwhile, another casino proposal, one for a suburban town just across the river from Albany in the town of East Greenbush. This one, the Capital View Casino Project, brought out a lot of people who opposed the casino in their community. In fact, some of them were supporting the Schoharie Project. Two other projects, one in the city of Schenectady along the Mohawk River, another in Rensselaer, just across from Albany, across the Hudson River, were also discussed. They had a lot of support from residents of those communities. The Gaming Commission has to rank economic development as a big part of the decision on where to propose locating the facilities. Recommendations could come in October or perhaps into November. And the hearings continue in other parts of the state today.
We've been talking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more on these stories, head to timesunion.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.